Okay, Parshas Shlach. We are doing this in an airport because we weren't able to get back in time. So it's going to be a very interesting experience here. Parak Tesvav Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayu Bnei Yisrael Bamidbor. Bnei Yisrael were in a desert. Vayimsu Ish Mekos Sheitzim Biyom Shabbos, and they found a man that was chopping wood on the day of Shabbos. So Targum Yonasan says when the Jews were told about Shabbos, they knew all about the concept of Shabbos, but they were unsure of the punishment that one gets when they break Shabbos. One man from Shevet Yosef, and the Gemara assumes that this was Sephud, being called Yosef, Ruth Wolfson says, because just like Yosef kept Shabbos while he was in Egypt, right, so too this man was Mechazik Shabbos while they were in Golos. He got up and said that he would go and pull up different plants from the ground on Shabbos, a malacha called Tolesh, so that people would see him do so, tell Moshe Rabbeinu about it. He would punish him, and everyone would know how chamor it is to break Shabbos. He did just that, and people saw him, and they warned him. He accepted the warning. He was makabel b'hasra, and continued to do what he was doing. Tosfos says this as well in Baba Basra. Right, he says this well in that area. Targum Yonasan says that, and that's what this man did when it came to this. And Midrash Rabbah adds on that his intentions were purely l'shem shemayim, since people had started to say that since they weren't allowed into Eretz Yisrael, this right after the Meraglim, so people weren't allowed in Eretz Yisrael anymore, they were no longer chayiv to keep mitzvos. The Chassam Sofer in Shalos Hatshuvos Chelek Bar Siman Nunvav proves that he did it l'shem shemayim, since his daughters are known as Benos Slavchad, Ben Chayfer, Ben Gilad, Ben Menashe. And Rashi says that when one person is praised among others, we know that all of them deserve to be praised in our great tzaddikim. So to Rabbi Yosef, Tzlofchan must have been a good person, he must have done a l'shem shemayim. The Maharsha asks, why was it okay for him to do this? Why was it mutter to be break Shabbos in order to help other people? And the answer is, it was a malacha she'ina tzrich l'gufa, a malacha that you do for its own sake. For example, when you dig in the ground in order to make a hole, that is a malacha she'tzrich l'gufa. It's a malacha that you need for the actual reason why they had it in the Mishkan itself. You're digging in order to make a hole. If I dig in the ground in order to get dirt, that's a malacha she'ina tzrich l'gufa. I don't need the dirt. I don't need the hole necessarily. I just need the dirt. So that's a malacha. I'm doing a malacha because I'm digging a hole, but I'm doing it for the dirt. So it's malacha she'ina tzrich l'gufa. So over here, he was chopping wood or carrying wood or doing whatever it was, pulling it out of the wood, pulling it out of the ground. But he didn't need the wood. He was doing it to show everybody how chamor Shabbos was. Says the Maharsha, it's malacha she'ina tzrich l'gufa, and really he wasn't supposed to be killed for it. But nobody knew why he was doing it. Everybody just assumed he was doing it for the right way, for the reason to break Shabbos. And that's why he was chayav misa for it. But that's why he allowed himself to do it. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman answers differently in Kovitz Shurim and Bava Vassar number 360. That one could be makabel Shabbos to save someone who was forced to break Shabbos or die, said he can keep many more Shabbos in the future. So you can break Shabbos, said other people who have to break Shabbos will stop breaking Shabbos, they can keep Shabbos in the future. So maybe it's the intention of the Makoshish. The Makoshish was breaking Shabbos that others would not break Shabbos in the future. The problem with either one of these answers is, why would he then be killed? And if you say, well, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know about that, maybe they didn't realize what his intentions were, but Hashem said he was supposed to be killed. If Hashem said he was supposed to be killed, then obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that his intentions were to be Chayiv Misa. If it was a Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, or if he did it for the right reason, like Rebbe Chanan says, then there's no reason for him to be killed. The Me'ashi Loach, the Ishbitzer, says is exactly the point of this parsha, that even though your intentions are noble,